Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is, is the mic?
Yes, son. You don't have your headphones on.
Turn me up on my headphones.
You gotta put them on.
Yeah. Today is Monday, October, what is it? What's today? 26th, 2020. And we're going over the week 6 recap of the All-Star Touch Football League.
We're back on schedule. We're a little late on our
I apologize.
Show last week, but we're back on schedule.
I apologize for the delay last week. We just had some issues.
We just couldn't get to it. Yeah, we tried. We didn't make it on Monday, and then we tried I had to work on Tuesday, and then it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Excuse me. But other than that, it was a great week of football. The All-Star Touch Football League. Let's go over to the results.
All right, so Camden beat the Ball Hawks 26-19.
Hold up. Give them a round of applause. Why do you always not want to applaud Camden?
It's my pick. Rock Bottom had their last and final shutout against the Savages. Said it. Last and final.
Why do you say that?
Because they're playing the Ball Hawks, and they're not going to shut out the Ball Hawks.
You don't know.
They're
man.
Shutting out the C team, the B team. Best suitor shutting out. Well, they did shut out you guys, too.
Yeah, well that's what
you
we were.
Were.
That's
B
exactly
team
what we
at
were.
That time. They're not going to shut out the Ball Hawks, though.
Okay. All right.
Why, you think they are?
I don't know. No, the Ball Hawks are playing good football.
Yeah, they are. I think the Ball Hawks are borderline elite.
Yeah, I agree.
Even with them only having 8 people on their roster, I still think they're good team.
They run a skeleton crew.
Yeah, but that's all they need. I mean, they're doing really good. They just had their first loss to Camden.
They're like a bunch of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like
they're all beefed up.
Macho Man Randy.
You know what? They remind me of what Steel City used to look like. They were all muscular and beefed up and, all built. I never really knew Steel City, but when I looked at them, it was just a bunch of muscular white guys.
Yeah.
That's what the Ball Hawks are.
Yeah, a bunch of gym rats.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
A bunch of gym rats and Tom Graff.
Yeah.
I should have hit the Charlie Murphy for that one, but anyway. Let's go. Keep going.
All right, Panthers beat the Balboas 25-13. The Prospects beat GCRs
34-19. Okay.
The Ravens beat Washington Township 12-6. Steel City beat the Sloth 26-7. This officially takes Steel City out of the corner.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I mean, they did. I guess they deserve
the
to be out of
it. Okay.
The bird curse didn't affect them this week.
No.
The bird curse.
Bird curse.
Yeah. They're out of the corner this week. The Braves beat the Ravagers 13-6. Braves are officially out of the corner, too. And then Phillip Stakes and the Hybrids, the game was postponed for whatever reason. They didn't play. I guess they're going to have a doubleheader later on down the line. But that is the result of the Week 6 games. It was a nasty, cold, rainy day.
Yeah, it was definitely cold out there.
So we didn't even – you guys played at 8:45. We kind of took off. We didn't even stick around to get any footage. It was too cold. We weren't
cold.
We weren't prepared for that cold. We weren't dressed for that weather.
No, I definitely wasn't. I definitely wasn't ready for that. I mean
we went from 75 degrees to, nasty, nippy cold. So we kind of took off and didn't – to mention, there wasn't really any good afternoon games that were worthy of being recorded. Rock Bottom didn't need any more shutout film.
Nah.
The Prospects didn't need any more of their winning film.
Yeah, I want to see what Camden and
they were playing the same time as you.
Yeah, I want to see Camden and Ball. So I want to watch that game.
Yeah, but this week coming up, there's some good games too. So we got
wait. Let's go back to our games and then. Let's go from our results of what we picked and
right,
see who won.
you had Camden winning by 7. I had the Ball Hawks winning by 7. So technically, my 7 ties them to 26. So you win.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
That's
neither
one
of
me.
Us picked the Ravagers or the Braves.
Uh-uh.
Prospects versus DCR. I had the Prospects winning by 20. You had the Prospects winning by 10. They won by 14.
I think I win.
35. That's actually, they won by 15.
And you had them by
20. I had 20, you had 10.
I had by 10.
We'll give it a both.
And they won by, wait, they won by how many? 15.
We'll both get it, because it's like half and half in the middle.
I think you win that one. No, actually, technically, if I added, you would have won. Cause
if I would have added my 20 points.
You added 22. If you would have added your 20 points to the...
Oh, yeah. If you
would
have added your 10, it wouldn't have been enough.
Yeah. So you won that one.
All right. Then we had Steel City versus the Sloth. I had the Sloth winning by 7. You had Steel City winning by 6. So you get that one.
You had the Sloth.
I did.
I told you.
Steel City has been trash lately. It's been garbage.
It's bed kill.
Yeah. They were affected by the bird curse and they were just garbage.
The Chris Bird curse.
They were getting crushed by
I guess he's been playing good from what I'm hearing.
Well, let him tell it.
I mean, no, from what other people have been saying. I refuse to watch him because I feel like he should still be on our team. And I feel like it's been nothing.
It's just the way he went about it. He had you thinking he was playing on your team. He had Steel City thinking he was playing on their team. And he just the fact that he was going back and forth. You know, that's the part.
But he ended up for both our teams. And then he ended up
not
playing our team and then saying he can't play on our team. And then went back to Steel City.
Yeah.
And played for Steel City. But,
yeah.
I mean, I just feel like he just left us.
Hanging.
Yeah.
He did.
I feel like it's treason.
He could have finished out the season and then moved on. But,
treason. That's treason. That's yeah. Hold up. I got a clip for him.
Punishable by death.
Treason. Treason. Hold on.
Treason is treason.
Yeah, it is.
Treason is treason.
It's the whole like smiling in your face and plotting behind your back to play on another team. That's the stuff that
I think that it was just like him and we know who couldn't get on the same page, and
he had another option with his dad.
Yeah,
and he took it.
And he took that option. But I thought we were cooler than that. But then he bled blue
and he thought he'd play for the Braves forever. But you obviously didn't bleed blue because you're trying to quit every other season.
Yeah. Every other game.
Yeah. Like,
but whatever, man. It's all good.
As long as he's
good luck,
on
Chris.
Steel City.
That, good luck.
But
with
you
Steel
can't
City.
Get mad when everybody hates Chris on the Braves.
He left us.
You can't get mad.
He left. He definitely left us.
Yeah, he definitely did. Hung you high, left you out high and dry. And your team needed him.
And we still need him.
Let him down.
And we still need him.
So you can't get mad if everybody hates Chris on the Braves.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see if I can get that right. Hold on.
Everybody hates Chris on the Braves. Josh came down from North Carolina looking for Chris. And then
he's
when
like,
he found
oh,
out
what
he,
happened to Chris? He was heartbroken.
Yeah, he was heartbroken. He found out
I'm
he
like, Chris
quit.
Left
he's
us.
Like, I don't even want to talk to him.
He's like, I was like, yo, Chris left. He's like, yo, where's Chris at?
Yeah.
Where's Chris? He's like, yo, we're all back together again. Where's Chris?
Why is he not here today?
Yeah. I'm like, Chris is over there.
He wouldn't even go talk to him.
No. I'm like, yeah, man.
He wouldn't even go talk to us. I can't believe he did that. Everybody hates Chris on the Braves right now. So get over it, just like they did when the Ravagers moved on. But right now, Chris is public enemy number one.
Everybody hates Chris. All right, go on. Let's keep going.
All right, so then we had Panthers versus Balboas. you had the Panthers by 12. I had the Panthers by 14. They won by 12. They won by exactly 12.
Wait, so you had the Bowls? You had the I had the Panthers by what?
12. I had them by 14. They won by exactly 12.
So add 14 to the Balboas.
Yeah, it'd be 27.
And add 12 to the...
25.
You won. You gave the Balboas enough points. Mine would have been a tie.
No, because I picked the Panthers to win by 14 points. You picked the Panthers to win by 12, so you won because they won by 12 points. If you would have picked the Balboas to win by 12...
Oh, yeah, I won.
You picked the Panthers to win by 12.
Yeah,
you got it. That's exactly what they won by. All right. Rock Bottom versus Savages. I had Rock Bottom by 30. You had Rock Bottom by 25. I got that one because they won by 35.
Damn.
35 to nothing.
Damn.
And then the Ravens versus Washington Township. I had the Ravens by 7. You had the Ravens by 4. They won by 6. Technically.
So give the who they play? The Ravens?
Washington Township.
So give Washington Township, I said 4?
No, we didn't give nothing to Washington Township. We gave it all to the Ravens.
No. We were subtracting points. That's how it works. So if I gave the Ravens, so if
so
I said,
be 12 minus 7.
So if I said the Ravagers, the Ravens by 4, that means that Washington Township gets 4 points.
Yeah, so that'll make them 10. I gave them 7. Yes, yeah, so technically I won that.
So
one.
7? No, that would have been tied.
7 and 6 is...
Oh, 13. All right, you're right. All right.
All right, so you got...
You won that one.
2, 3. It's tie. 3-3.
Oh.
And the prospects, or not prospects, the hybrids and Phillip State didn't play, so...
Okay, all right.
Actually, we didn't do that game because we knew the game was going to be postponed when we did the show. So we didn't even do those stats. So it's 3-3.
For this week.
Yeah. In that ranking.
All right,
so then we got week 7 games. Steel City versus GCRs. Who you got?
Oh, wait, we're picking now?
Yeah, why not?
All right, Steel City versus GCRs. You pick first.
I will go Steel City by 7. They're allowed to be picked again.
I don't know, man.
GCRs is missing Dirty Mark. GCRs has not been playing all that good. Believe it or not, they're still number one in their division in the
they
A.
They lost to the Ravens.
No, they didn't.
Still City did,
but
yeah.
GCRs didn't, no. But GCRs hasn't been playing all that great. Like, they're having Dirty Mark isn't playing this season. I don't know if Dalton's been there or not, but I know they've been
As long as Chris is on Still City, I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to hate.
So hey then, everybody hey, Ray. All right, Steel City or GCRs?
Oh, God, I don't know. All right, give me GCRs. GCRs by 2 points.
All right. The prospects are Phillip Stakes. This will determine whether... The prospects deserve to be number 2 in the power rankings or not.
Man.
This is going to be their first real competition
since
Camden.
In a long time. Yeah.
Camden.
Go ahead.
And I don't know.
You want me to go first?
I feel like Phillip Stakes could possibly beat them.
So do I.
I think I'm going for Phillip Stakes. They're on
You're picking Phillip Stakes?
I'm going with Phillip Stakes by 5.
You're talking to Mike. I can't hear you in my head.
Phillip Stakes by 5.
5?
Yeah. Phillip Stakes has been playing good football lately. I don't know.
They have. Even though they didn't play this.
They beat Steel City.
Give me the prospects by 6.
All right. Then we got dun dun dun.
I'm not picking that game.
Camden versus the Braves.
I'm not picking that game, dude. I'm not
picking it. The Braves by 7.
Come on, stop. You didn't pick the game last week. They're gonna pick
I did it because I didn't have faith in your team last week. You guys were a B team last week. Now you got your team back.
Camden Poo. Camden Poo.
All right.
Yes. You got your team back. You had your mojo back. You know, a couple things need to be fixed. But your defense was on point last game. You know, you just had a couple problems with your offense, which you'll get straightened out. But your defense was on point last game.
I'm not picking.
No, you never picked the game.
I'm not picking.
Rock Bottom versus the Ball Hawk.
Ooh, that is going to be a good game. I got to record that one.
That's the end of Rock Bottom shutouts. You hear that, Rock Bottom? We're talking about you.
Ooh.
That's the end of your shutout.
Johnny Gage. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Jake Cage, you hear that, bro?
Yeah. You won't be shutting out the Ball Hawks.
She's saying that you will not shut out the Ball Hawks, bro. You hear that, Tyree?
You hear that, Tom Graff? So you better not let them shut you out this week.
Oh,
the Ballhawks
man.
Have been playing good football, but I still have to pick Rock Bottom.
The Ballhawks been running with a skeleton crew.
Yes, but so is Rock Bottom, though.
Well,
you can act like they don't have any guys on the sideline like they always do, but they have their MVP, Tyree.
Yeah, when she got Tyree on the field, doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. I mean,
yeah, we're definitely taping that game.
Yeah. Yes.
That's tape worthy.
Yeah, that's good. I'm definitely getting that one.
Yeah. I'm going to go Rock Bottom by 7. That, even though the Ball Hawks have been playing good football, I just don't think they're good enough to beat Rock Bottom. Not yet. Maybe.
Ugh.
Maybe soon, but I don't know. Rock Bottom's been on a roll. I know Rock Bottom is not going to shut out the Ball Hawks, though.
Yeah. All right. Give me Rock Bottom by... Shit, man. Give me Rock Bottom by... 5.
Okay. Then we got the Panthers versus the Savages. Panthers have been doing good ever since they took Ralph out of the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess your team gave Ralph his mojo back.
Yeah.
You know, when he beat the Braves, it gave him his mojo back.
When he beat the stuffing out of us.
Yeah. When he beat the B Braves.
Yeah.
Practice squad. You beat the practice squad on the Braves.
I mean, we didn't have anybody actually, but it is what it is. Panthers. Give me the Panthers by 10.
All right, I'm going to say the Panthers by 7. Now we got the Sloth versus Washington Township. I have to pick the Sloth because the Washington Township hasn't been doing like.
Yeah, this might be a game Washington Township could win.
They could, but I also thought they could beat the Ravens.
I thought the Sloth was going to beat the Panthers. I thought the Sloth was going to put up a better fight against who did they just play?
I thought Washington Township could have beaten the Ravens.
I thought the Sloth was going to put up a better fight against Steel City. Picked them to beat Steel City.
I did because.
So you picked them to beat Steel City, but you're not going to pick them to beat who? Washington Township?
No, I am picking them to beat Washington Township.
Picking
a Sloth, yeah. But I'm saying I think Washington Township could possibly beat them. I don't know.
Yeah, I do too. I think Washington Township's been knocking at the door.
Yeah,
they had a good fight against
They put up 20 GCRs.
Points against
they had GCRs.
They had a good showing against GCRs.
They put up 6 against the Ravens. So they're getting their mojo down. They're figuring it out.
And they got in a rumble with the Ravens, who also beat Steel City.
And
the Ravens beat Steel City in... You know,
yeah.
Washington Township actually put up a dog fight against them.
And the Balboas put up 13 points against the Panthers recently. So
yeah,
the Panthers are like, and the Panthers have the worst defense in the whole league. Or I don't know why we're talking about the Panthers. We're on a Sloth and Washington Township game.
Yeah.
Wrong game. No,
go ahead.
The Sloth is fighting. The Sloth is fighters. I think they're going to win, but I'm not saying that Washington Township couldn't win that.
Give me the Sloth. Yeah, no, you pick first.
I did. The Sloth by 10.
I'm going Sloth by 6.
Okay. Then we got the Hybrids versus the Ravens. That's going to be a good game. The Hybrids versus the Ravens.
Oh, that is going to be a good game.
I don't even know who to pick.
Me either.
I really don't know who to pick.
The Ravens are coming off a win.
And the Hybrids have been
doing
all
right. And not to mention, the Ravens actually beat Steel City.
Mm-hmm.
Treason is treason.
The Hybrids are coming off a bye.
Okay, so let's go.
I'm going with the Ravens.
You're going with the Ravens?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Ravens by 5.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go hybrids by three.
All right. So we got the Ravagers versus the Balboas, and it's the K-Sizzle Ravagers, not the Scott Ravagers. Scott is out for three games. He has a calcium deposit on his shoulder.
That's what he said. I mean, he guessed. I don't know.
Allegedly. He thinks the ref told him that that's what it might be.
Hey, it might be diarrhea. Yeah. I don't know. He just takes it.
So it's going to be the K-Sizzle Ravagers.
All right, so the K-Sizzle Ravagers actually haven't been bad.
No.
K-Sizzle Ravagers put up, I believe, 24 points against
the
Ball Hawks.
Yeah, they've been pretty good. I'm going to pick the Ravagers.
K-Sizzle actually had a decent drive and actually breathed a little bit of life into the Ravagers once Scott was benched. They put Scott on the sideline and actually, you know, K-Sizzle has the reps and consistency and actually has and knows that he's going to play quarterback the whole game.
Starts him from the beginning.
Yeah. I think the Ravagers
not
will be
in the
fine.
Fourth quarter.
Not like, well, in spots. Like he came out and he threw a couple passes and then Scott went back in.
Watch
and
the film because the one in the beginning, was it like the second or third quarter? K-Sizzle comes out for one drive, I guess, to throw the ball deep. And Scott actually ran as a wide receiver.
Which was stupid.
I've never seen him do that before.
If he wasn't going to throw, if he wasn't going to be the quarterback, then he should just put his ass on the bench and actually put a wide receiver in.
Right.
In
that
game.
Spot. Yeah.
We knew Scott wasn't going to fucking.
Didn't even know that until we were watching the footage back. Like,
no,
like,
I seen him in
Scott
the game. I seen him in the game.
I didn't see him in the game.
And he had the nerve to go in motion. Like, come on.
Yeah, he did.
Scott, what are you doing, dude? What do you
got Scott out there running a play for? Trying to pull Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts play. Like,
he was like dragging his arm down. Like, come on, like, what are you doing, bro? Just get off the field. Scott's on some Brett Favre shit right now. You know, he doesn't want to streak. I don't know what it is. Does he have like a streak or something that I don't know about?
I guess so. He doesn't want to take an L.
If you're hurt, Scott.
He'll play until he thinks he's losing.
Yeah,
and then
that's what he does.
Then he'll like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm letting the team down, but this is on you, K-Sizzle.
Oh, guys, I'm
Scott hurt. Didn't lose, K-Sizzle lost.
But, you know, he was just fine to put up.
Up into the fourth quarter.
No. I'm talking about the game last week. What was the game last week? Who did they play last week?
The Savages? Ravens?
Not the Savages.
The Ravens.
The Ravens. He was fine the whole entire game because they were winning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then.
He said it. He kind of slipped in the parking lot. He said it. He said, I just couldn't move the ball. I'm like, no, it's just the Braves defense was shutting you down. It had nothing to do with your shoulder. It had nothing to do with it.
But once they're losing, Scott automatically has an ailment.
Yeah.
It's my neck. It's my shoulder. It's
my
knee.
My neck and my back.
It's my neck and my back and my knee and my neck.
Yeah.
And my beard and my toes. And I'm tired and I'm drunk and I didn't then. And it's now. He makes more excuses than anybody I've ever heard in my life.
That's why I said I didn't want him to find out that Sean was going to be here this week because I think if he knew that Sean was going to play this week, that he wouldn't even have started. I don't know if that's true.
We've been playing like such shit. He thought he was going to win.
But
until he went out there and had to face that devastating Braves defense.
Yeah.
Then he went out there and
he
realized.
He even admitted the Braves. He's like, man, your defense is really good. No,
I mean, we played good this week.
You
we
did.
We played good this week.
You
did.
Everything clicked.
Good.
I mean, you got your defense. Everything.
But they were in the game. They were in the game. And that's from my experiences with Scott. When Scott gets in a dog fight, he tends to quit.
Yeah.
Or if he
instead of just finishing the last fucking 7 minutes of the game that
were
left,
He puts K-Sizzle in. In a one score game.
He did try. He tried.
Let's applaud fucking K-Sizzle.
Yeah, like K-Sizzle's a starting quarterback. He knows what he's doing. Like, he tried. He definitely did try. He went out there and he definitely tried to get it. They were out there defeated. Like
Scott and his still plays and acting like
and
he can't throw the ball.
I don't want to hear DeSantis like, he can't throw past 10 yards. He can't throw past 10 yards.
Yeah,
he threw some balls past 10 yards.
Yeah,
like,
He was throwing the ball last week against the Ravens. And soon as there's any kind of adversity, Scott tucks his tail
and runs
and takes his ball and goes home.
Yeah.
He does it every time.
Yeah.
He does it every time.
I
Never
mean, you
fails.
Because you played with him for
soon as we played, soon as soon as they played, what was it, Rock Bottom?
Yeah.
As soon as they played Rock Bottom, all of a sudden he's hurt. But yet, then they're trying to tell me that he's been hurt the whole season.
You know, because he didn't play in the scrimmages.
He sat on the sideline in the scrimmage.
If your quarterback is hurt, what the fuck are you using him for?
Exactly.
Especially if you have another starting quarterback on your bench.
Case Sizzle
is a starting quarterback. You said he played for the Monsters for 20 years.
Case Sizzle's good.
I mean, he put up. Like
He's not Scott, but he's a serviceable. I would love to have Case Sizzle as my backup quarterback.
Right.
Instead of like putting in like Anthony or somebody.
He's trying to find somebody. Has an arm to throw.
I would love to have Case Sizzle. Give him a fair chance. If your heart's not in it, and you don't think you can finish the game,
don't start it.
Now let's switch it. If the scores was reversed it was reversed. Scott stays in that game.
Absolutely.
If he doesn't throw that interception in the end zone, they stay in that game.
Absolutely.
Once he started throwing picks, it wasn't because of his arm.
Yes.
It was because of his bad throws.
Yes, because let's be honest. Let's go back and watch the footage from the last time you guys played him. He threw picks, too. Like, we know Scott. You played with Scott for 2 seasons. We know what he does. We know how he throws. We know his plays. Like,
uh-huh.
We know what he does. It's just, he's easy to read. You know when he goes one way, he's going to throw a pick. It always happens, never fails. Yeah, once we got
a beat of what he was doing,
because
he made some good throws in the beginning of the game, and then once he started throwing them picks,
mm-hmm.
Scott, even though Sean was throwing picks too,
yeah,
they were picking
Sean
back and forth.
Sean didn't play great.
No, he did.
He played good enough to win.
But Sean didn't quit.
No, he didn't.
And say, yo,
and
man,
he never would.
I think somebody else needs to go in and
play
quarterback.
I don't care if Sean had a broken foot. He wouldn't quit.
He kept firing. He kept going.
Yeah.
He kept trying to win. Scott started making excuses and fucking didn't.
Quit.
And then, Case Sizzle, you need to go in for this drive.
Yeah.
What do you mean going for this drive?
I can't throw it that far.
So he puts Case Sizzle. Listen, this is what he did.
Just throw a bomb.
He put Case Sizzle in on one drive, right? And then you take him out, and then you go back out there
for the next quarter,
for the next two drives, and then you, once you got no good results, you put Case Sizzle back in the game.
And as I said, he stopped and said it in the parking lot while we were talking. It, I couldn't move the ball.
Okay,
that's why he came out.
But it had nothing to do with the fact that your arm, like you act like you got a dead arm.
That's
bro.
Why
like,
he came out.
He tried to say that the weight of the ball is too much for his arm.
And I'm like, if your
the
arm hurts that bad, did you get an MRI? Did you go get an X-ray? Did you get it checked out?
Did you go to
the
doctors?
The ref thinks you might have a calcium deposit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But no, you didn't get it checked
arthritis.
Out.
Or arthritis.
And you don't know what's wrong with it. So it can't be hurting that bad to the point where you needed a doctor.
I just don't like that. I feel like the Ravengers have a good, talented team. And I just feel like Scott quit.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like Scott quit on them.
Do you think that they'd be better with a different quarterback?
I feel like they'd be better with a guy.
You think they would be better with Case Sizzle?
Scott's better than Case Sizzle. I just feel like if they would
like
be better.
Case Sizzle likes to go bombs away. That's all. He can't drive it down the field. He wants to throw
bombs
on everything.
I mean, he can. He's a veteran. I feel like they'd be better with a guy that's more what's this?
Because everybody said that was the problem with the Braves, that you guys were one quarterback away from winning, that you guys were you had all the talent in the world, but you didn't have a quarterback.
But
until you got Sean.
But why do you always got to have hang an excuse for Scott? It's always an excuse hanging.
I know.
Like
everybody
got
to have
like it's like here.
Instead of just
if Scott played,
keeping
if Scott
it real,
win,
like
Scott,
I'm sucking.
If
I'm
Scott
sucking.
Wins,
take
if
me
Scott,
out the game.
If
like,
Scott wins, Scott's good, okay?
Right.
But if Scott loses, it's always, he's hurt. I'm tired of hearing that dumb shit.
He won't lose because he'll put Case Sizzle in, so it's not his loss, it's Case Sizzle's loss.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. It was a one-score game, dude. You guys were in that game if you fucking just played it out,
be
man.
Honest.
Don't act like your arm is so dead that you can't. Come on, bro.
But just be honest. Like, I couldn't move the ball. Here, Case Sizzle, you try and see if you can, because I'm not getting anywhere. Like,
but
I can't move the ball.
Don't blame it on your shoulder. Yeah, don't act like your shoulders needs reconstruction.
Say,
surgery.
I'm not moving the ball. Maybe you can do better, because I'm not getting anywhere. Like, this.
I just felt bad for Case Sizzle. Just like I feel like I like I like Dalton as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, just with G.C. Irish, I feel like if G.C. Irish had a quarterback that was more committed to winning and took it more seriously than Dalton does. Dalton is a good quarterback, yes.
When he's there. Yes.
But he's never there.
Right.
So
he comes late.
That's the same thing. Like, just reverse that with Scott. If they had a guy that would I'm not saying Scott's not dedicated and committed, but he's just such a fucking
crybaby.
An excuse maker, and
this is Scott yesterday.
And a finger pointer. Play that whole thing.
He really thought they were going to get out there and destroy your team. They really did. They really did. Because you can tell on the first drive, like, they were out there and they scored on their first drive. They did.
Shoulder was fine. His shoulder was fine after that first drive.
The whole team was like you could see, they were so happy.
Yeah,
the whole team was so happy.
Uh-huh.
But they were never able to score again after that first drive.
No, they weren't. And then as soon as they weren't able to score after that first drive, all of a sudden... my back is acting up.
He played all
my shoulder's acting funny.
There was like 7 minutes left.
Doctor says I need
a
bacchiotomy.
Yeah, there was like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
And then I went back and watched. That's why I was watching
the old footage
of Scott of how he was throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely throwing the ball pretty much. Some of his mannerisms were the same. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Same place.
Same shit.
Scott never really went deep. Occasionally. Every once in a while he went
deep.
Well,
when we had Maurice and Aaron, he was.
But
don't sit here and act like your doctor says, I got a bum shoulder.
The doctor didn't say he never got it checked out.
He said, don't come in here. Help me.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
The ref says I have a calcium deposit.
That is definitely Charlie Murphy-worthy.
The ref says I got it. Calcium deposit, possibly arthritis.
Yeah. Can't play the next three games. The ref said I might have one.
He's being diagnosed by the ref.
I know.
Like,
that's why I was like, did you go get it checked out? Did you get an MRI? He's looking at me like, no. It's fine when I rest it for a couple games. I'm like, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Anybody who has an ailment is fine after they rest it over some time. But if it hurts you that bad, you would have went to a doctor by now.
Exactly.
If you thought you had a torn rotator cuff or something like that, you would have gotten it checked out. So it can't be hurting
that
bad.
So what are you saying? So why is he saying do you get three games from? I'm going to take myself out for three games.
Not one. Not two, but three.
And rest up for the playoffs for half. So I can, if we're losing, I'm going to stay. If we're winning, I'm going to stay in the game and I'm fine. We're going to win.
Taking a credit. But if we're losing,
and
I'm
then if we're losing, I'm going to fucking
Case
pull myself and say blame. My shoulder hurts and say, K-Sizzle, it's your go. Go save us. Like, come on, man.
Try to pull us out of
the
deep.
Shots to K-Sizzle, dude. I'm so glad Scott's not on my team anymore. For real. Like, he did this shit before.
He did.
But then
it was his heart.
I don't know what the fuck. Like, I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking. It's, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with that guy, man. I really don't. But good game, Scott. Good game. Thanks for.
Good game, K-Sizzle.
Being who you are, bro. Being who
you are. The thing is, the fucked up part is, we already knew that was going to happen.
I said it. We said it. Yo, if they're losing, Scott's going to pull himself and say his arm hurts.
Yeah.
If they're losing, Scott's going to pull himself and say that his toes hurt.
Yeah.
Scott's going to pull himself and says that he's got a bad back.
They were already talking about it before, Friday and Saturday.
It's always something. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody has issues.
We're old. I mean, most of us out there
fine.
Most of the people out there are older.
Ralph, I never heard Ralph say, oh, God.
I got a calcium deposit. I can't play this week.
I got this. No, he's out there win, lose, or draw. He's out there fighting for his team.
And you don't hear him complain ever.
No matter what. If he throws 9 interceptions or 10, or if he throws 10 touchdowns,
it
doesn't matter.
He owns it. I had
just
a bad game,
it, bro.
Whatever.
Own it. Just like, I had a bad game.
I can't move the ball. Here, K-Sizzle, maybe you can do better than me.
But it didn't even
have to be
that way. It was a one-score game.
Yeah.
It was a one-score game. There was no reason to act like
his offense wasn't scoring, but neither was yours.
No, we were moving the ball.
You were moving the ball, but you weren't scoring either. So, I mean, your defense was just shutting down their offense.
Yeah, that was just another story for another day. Like, I mean, fucking Sean struggled.
He did.
Sean struggled.
But a win is a win, and he won.
Yeah.
Your defense was
on
point.
And I'm sure I could see it on his ugly face. He was definitely proud of that win.
He was. Because I even heard him come off the field at one point. I'm like, Sean, you're all right. He's like, I'm dying. I feel like I'm 45 years old out there. Like, you can see him struggling. He's out of shape. He wasn't ready for it.
But
he played.
He kept fighting through it.
And, you know, he never would quit.
No.
He wouldn't. Not during a game. He would never quit. Sean is not that type of person.
Jeez, it's my arm.
He would play with a broken finger before he quit. He might not play the game after, but he would never quit in the middle of a game.
Ooh, it's tender.
So what's wrong with you? The ref thinks it's... the ref thinks it's... This, I'm like, oh god.
You had a drive and a half left. That's all that was left.
Damn,
that's all Kansas
finish the
little
fucking
did.
Game,
a
dude.
Drive and a half.
Finish the game and possibly fucking win the game for your team.
Yeah.
Finish the game. The ref thinks it's the ref thing.
Yeah. Damn deposit.
Oh, the ref thinks it's it's tender.
Yeah. If I rested for 3 games, I should be okay.
3 games. Like, yeah. The fuck you come up with 3 games, bro? I'm like, 3 games, Scott? Really? Come on, dog. Your team needs you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can really be a contender.
They could.
They got the talent.
And you know what? Their next 3 games are, I guess, easier games. Balboa's and Washington Townships. And they're like, oh, he's like, they don't need me.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
The thing is, what if K-Sizzle does go out there
and win those games?
And wins those games.
Yeah,
maybe they don't want you back.
I would tell Scott to just hit the road, man.
Yeah,
like, stay home, dog.
They get in a rhythm with K-Sizzle and he starts doing good and he wins all those games. Like, I would be like, did we put Scott back in? Did we take him off the bench or did we stick with K-Sizzle?
I wouldn't. That's John's decision, man.
Yeah.
That's John's decision. But I just can't. I just don't like that, man. You ain't gonna if you can't do it.
Don't start the game if
you're
not gonna finish it.
Yeah, if you know you have no intentions on finishing the game.
Or be honest, like I'm not getting any. I can't move the ball. I mean, if I was your teammate, if I was Casey,
if they score, if he doesn't throw an interception in the end zone, okay. If he doesn't throw an interception in the end zone,
they were there a couple times.
Yeah, they got down there. They got down there 3 times.
Yeah, they just
They scored their first drive. Then they got down there again. Then threw a pick in the end zone. All right, if he scores a touchdown there, they're up by 2 scores, right?
Yes.
I'm sure his arm doesn't hurt.
No. He would have stayed in. Absolutely. K-Sizzle threw the ball 6 times. 6 times. 2 in 1 drive and 4 in the next. That was it. 6 times. So it's not even like he played the whole game. Scott played the whole game, and K-Sizzle threw the ball for the last 6 drives.
All right. That's enough of me dogging Scott. I just feel that way about him, man. Like, I'm just so glad he's not on my team anymore, man.
His team, like, Fernando, but that's their problem.
Oh, man. They got such young, good talent on
that
team.
They do. They really do. They have really good team. You know what? They were talking shit on Facebook saying that they were like you guys this week. They had all the talent in the world, but no quarterback.
That's just a shot at Scott.
Yeah.
That's Aaron's bullshit, man.
That's a shot at Sean.
Yeah, Sean. I'm sorry.
I mean, Sean played horrible, but Sean is a good quarterback.
Sean still fought. Sean was running his ass off. Sean was throwing passes.
He won.
Sean threw touchdowns.
He
Sean
won.
Threw interceptions, but Sean
even on his worst
won.
Game, he still won.
We won.
That's all that matters.
We won. So.
You know what? Let's give Sean a round of applause.
I don't want to hear that bullshit. Like, yo, I don't want to hear that shit. What'd you do? What'd you do?
Nothing.
Get back to the board. But, yeah, fuck that, man. Like, this guy, like...
Let's give Sean a round of applause for his dedication. Not just that, he's coming from North Carolina.
That's a shout-out to Sean and Josh, bro.
Eastwood.
The Eastwood brothers.
He didn't even know it, but Josh was out there and broke his foot and kept playing. Nobody
he
even
broke
knows.
His fucking foot.
And kept playing.
And kept playing. Kept playing on a broken foot. And
nobody
Scott's
even knew.
Crying about his shoulder.
Nobody had any
Listen,
idea
dude,
that he broke his foot. And
dude,
he just kept playing.
I got arthritis, like, in my hand and in
bro,
my back and shit.
Bro,
I don't want to hear I think it's a... Come on, dog. I think it's the score. Is why.
Yes.
And his play is why
he couldn't score. He couldn't score. Yes.
But anyway, let's move on. Let's stop kicking Scott while he's on the ground.
Let's applaud Josh again because, like I said, he played on a broken foot that nobody had any idea
about.
And
he drove from North Carolina. He drove Sean.
Yes. Here from North Carolina. Yes.
To play.
And in the previous game, in the prospects game, he broke his finger, went in the bathroom, taped it back up, and came back out and played.
Not the bathroom. He went to the porter potty.
The porter potty in Deptford. Taped
him.
It back up
applaud
and
him.
Came back out and
applaud
played.
Him.
That's dedication. That's a brave for you.
Yes, sir. That's why Scott didn't work out with us, man.
He's not a brave.
That's why Scott didn't work with us.
That's
man.
Some brave shit.
Scott had diarrhea and told me that he couldn't play. Like, what? Really? My stomach's bubbling. Like, serious? You're the quarterback, bro.
Take Pepto-Bismol and go.
You're the freaking quarterback, dog. Like, we cannot win without
we
you.
We didn't have a back. You didn't have a backup then.
No. He said his stomach was hurting and he couldn't play, but he'll be there. He came and watched the game. Like, what?
From the sideline. I remember that.
God, all kinds of weird.
But refused to play. Just watched it on the sideline.
And he acts like he's so old. He's not even that old.
No, he's not. Ralph is older.
47. Ralph is way older than him. And so was the other Scott from Price Electric.
He's gone now, but still,
yeah, but
he still
went
older.
Out there and fought his ass off. Like, played and won and didn't cry and held his
There's
shit.
There's a lot of old heads out there. I mean,
yes. Diz is older than Scott.
Yeah. All right. So do you got the Ravagers or you got Balboas? I got the Ravagers.
Scott acts like he's Bill's age. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Dr. Sebi.
Eric and shit. Like, the same age
Dr.
as him.
Dr. said I need a Becky out of me.
God. All right, let's go. What we got?
Ravagers and Balboas. I got the Ravagers. K-Sizzle Ravagers by 14 because it's going to be K-Sizzle out there.
Ravagers or...
I'm surprised Scott's
wait,
not
it's
playing
the Ravagers
this game.
Or the Balboas. Yeah, me too.
Because he can win
me too.
This game.
Me too.
So
yeah,
I'm
me
really
too.
Shocked he's
me
not
too.
Playing this.
He might come up like what's the
feel
kid?
Feel better.
Yeah, what's
I'm
the kid?
Okay.
Off of the Mighty Ducks. What's the kid from the Mighty Ducks?
He'll be
he's
standing
like,
on the sideline, and once he sees K-Sizzle's winning, he'll be like, I'll play.
What's his
I'll
name?
Play.
Oh, God. Adam Banks. Adam Banks from the Mighty Ducks. Like, yeah, I woke up and it felt better. Like, come on.
The ref said I'm okay.
The ref said it looks good. So, all right, give me...
You want the K-Sizzle Ravagers or the Balboas?
Yeah, I'll take the K-Sizzle Ravagers.
By how much?
I guess the Balboas. That team is so highly talented, man.
Yeah, but they're...
I'll say, give me the Ravagers by 8.
They're still not high scoring. They're trying, but they're still a new team. You know, they're veteran.
Yeah, that's no knock on the Balboas, mm-hmm. but...
They just need experience, that's all.
If the Ravagers have consistent quarterback play... And
there's no way the Balboas beating
K Sizzle and not playing musical quarterbacks with K Sizzle and Scott.
Yeah.
And if K Sizzle just goes out there and plays the whole game itself, I'll take the Ravagers. But if Scott plays, I would say the Ravagers win by 12. But if K Sizzle plays, I'll say Ravagers win by 8.
Okay.
But they still win regardless.
Yeah.
What about you?
I got the Ravagers by 14 because even though. I mean, the Balboas are new. They've been trying, but they're just not there yet.
Yeah, they're babies. Baby team.
Yeah, they need a little more experience under their belt.
So, I mean, it happens.
But they're trying.
All right, let's do our, what do you want to do next?
All right, so we'll go over the week 6 offensive ranking.
Okay.
Number 1, prospects, 213.
Give them a round of applause. Wait, they're the number 1 offense?
Yep.
The prospects are the number 1
they
offense.
They were last week, too, yeah.
I thought they overtook. When did they overtake?
Last week.
Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom was last week.
No. Prospects were. Rock Bottom's number 1 defense. Prospects is number 1 offense. Yeah. As of week 5, as the prospects.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's applaud them. Let's applaud them. Even though Larry don't fuck with me. Shout out to you, bro.
He's starting to like you a little better now.
Keep up the good work, bro. You're doing a good job.
Just keep talking about it. All right.
Rock Bottom is number two on offense with 210 points. You get a round of applause and we'll end it there. Steel City is number three with 178. Camden is number four with 171.
Wait, hold up. Steel City is the third ranked offense.
Yeah, so they're putting up points. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Steel City is number three on offense with 100. They put up 178 points in six games.
Wait, who's that kid on that team?
Oh, Bird?
Yeah.
Chris Bird?
Yeah.
The Bird Kid. Bird Jr.
Bill Jr.
Everybody on the Braves hates Chris Bird Jr.
He betrayed us.
He let the team down. He's like a Scott. He let the team down. He quit in the fifth hour. Like, he quit just when the team needed him the most.
All right, go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
All right. So Steel City's number three, 178. Camden is number four, 171. Ball Hog is number five with 2. Phillips Stakes is number six with 156. Ravagers are number seven with 131. The Sloths are number eight with 112. Panthers number nine with 99. GC Irish is number 10 with 90. The Braves are number 11 with 70. The Ravens number 12 with 71. The Savages number 13 with 50. The Hybrids 14 with 38. Washington Township 15 with 32. And the Balboas are in last place, put up 26 points in six games.
Oh my God, we were at like the bottom of the offense, dude. The bottom.
What I shut out by Rock Bottom didn't help. And you guys also have one last game. Like, you had a bye. But so did the Ball Hawks.
Oh, yeah. But the Ball Hawks are balling.
Yeah, as I said, the Ball Hawks are, like, borderline elite. They could qualify as an elite team.
Yeah, man. All right, so, okay. I mean, wow, we're number 11 on offense.
On offense. You have to put up a lot of points.
Nah, plus we didn't have – our quarterback for a while, and then, you know, I'm making Scott excuses, but
really hurt you.
Yeah, and then getting shut out by
Rock Bottom,
and then getting our ass whooped by the fucking
Panthers,
and then
that's what dropped you down, because you guys were up there until the Panthers, and then the Rock Bottom game.
There's powerful negatory at work here.
Not this week.
No, it wasn't.
All right, so the week six defensive rankings. Number one is Rock Bottom. They've only given up 27 points in six games.
Applaud them.
We'll applaud them because that's about
applaud
to change.
Why are you jocking the Ball Hawks?
No, I'm not jocking the Ball Hawks. I'm jocking Rock Bottom. They're about to give up some points this week.
How are you jocking them, man? You're fucking riding like you're going to.
They are.
They're not going to lose.
But they're about to give us points.
We'll see.
They're not getting a shutout,
though. We'll see. They gave up 27 points in six games? 27 points in six games?
Four of them were shutouts, but let's all...
Four shutouts? I don't care who you're playing. Four shutouts. That's impressive. Why are you rolling your eyes?
It does matter who you're playing, though.
It does, but, like, that's impressive.
I know it is. That's what I said.
But why'd you roll your eyes?
Because it does matter who you're playing.
All right. So you're acting like, oh, well, they played guys in wheelchairs. Like, no.
No, they played the Hybrids their first game in the league. Of course they're going to shut them out.
First game in the league? No.
No. It was week two. Yes.
Keep going.
All right.
Keep going.
The Ball Hawks is number two on defense with 55. Phillip Stakes is number
two. Oh, wait, hold up. Applaud the Ball Hawks. Applaud them. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, my beer's overflowing.
Keep going.
Phillip Stakes is number three on defense with 68.
Good for them. Let's
applaud
them.
Applaud them, too.
Johnny. And Garasso, I guess. I don't know. Has Garasso been in every game?
I think
so. You know,
so.
I don't watch him much.
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, me either.
Or something. They've been playing like the same time as you.
Nah, I really don't pay attention. Johnny and the Sticks.
And they weren't there this past week.
Johnny and the Sticks.
Johnny and them. Here's Johnny.
Johnny. All right, Camden. We'll applaud the top four. Not
Camden,
five.
Number four, was 83.
Applaud them. All right.
We're not fucking. We're not applauding. We're not applauding.
Camden is still.
Camden, 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 poo.
Cheek, this is for you. When the Braves beat you this week, oh, your God. Reign is over.
Oh, gosh. Why are you trying to pour fuel
applaud
on
applaud me.
Why,
applaud me.
Why are you pouring fuel on our fire?
Applaud me.
You're making this about the destroyer.
I know.
But we'll see. If we have our guys, I'm confident.
All right. Steel City's number 5 with 85. Prospects is number 6 with 88. The Braves is number 7 with 105. Ravagers number 8 with 115. GCR is number 9 with 123. The Hybrids number 10 with 133. The Ravens number 11 with 140. Number 12 with 143. Balboa is number 13 with 145. Savage is number 14 with 146. Washington Township number 15 with 170. The Panthers number 16 with 172. It looks like a group chat. And that is our week 6 defensive rankings. That's what it is right now. So then we got to go over our power rankings. So there's going to be.
Let's do it.
Week 6.
Do it.
Week 6 power ranking.
Week 6 power ranking.
Of course, we still got to keep rock bottom number 1. I mean, they did have 4 shutouts in a row, so they do deserve to be number 1 in the power ranking.
Rock bottom, absolutely.
Yes.
Number 1. Rock bottom is the number 1 in the power rankings, clearly.
Now,
prospects are clearly number 2.
Is it prospects or Camden?
Prospects. Why do you keep shitting on the prospects, yo?
The prospects deserve that number 2 spot. Last week about Camden, we'll see if they deserve that number 3 spot after they play the Ball Hawks. We'll see if the prospects deserve that number 2 spot after they play Phillips State.
Okay. You act like the Phillips State is some kind of fucking...
Don't act like the Phillips State can't beat them.
They can.
They did beat them.
They can.
When they were Price Electric, they beat them.
They can. They can. They can. They can. But let's not sit here and act like prospects aren't playing good football.
I'm not saying
now,
that.
Now, their defense
needs a little work.
Yes.
But,
but that's what they're doing right
now.
That's what everybody's doing. It's getting ready for the playoffs.
Right.
So let's not act like the prospects are not playing good football.
I didn't say
this
they
is
weren't.
The best I've ever seen JT play.
Absolutely.
This is the best that I've seen. The receivers are big time. Let's not sit here and act like it, man.
I'm not
like
saying
I said,
that at all.
I said it earlier.
I'm not saying that
I'm
at all.
I'm going to applaud Larry. The rest of the guys on that team.
I just
want to
see how they match up against real competition.
What's real competition? It's the
Phillips
Stakes
on their
real
level.
Competition?
Yes.
Okay. So you pick Phillips Stakes to win that game.
I did pick Phillips Stakes.
Okay.
I did.
All right, but I'm still going to give a shout out to Larry and the prospects. Let's keep this momentum going. Keep going. Remember, I cheer for you as long as you're not playing me.
Okay, that's good. All right. So we got rock bottom number 1, prospects number 2, Camden number 3, Ball Hawks 4, Phillips Stakes 5.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So who's 6?
Wait. Yeah. Do we have to put fucking
Steel City?
Steel City there. Do we have to?
Where else are you going to put them? Who are we going to put ahead of them? We can't put the Ravens ahead of them.
They did beat them.
They did beat them, but we'd have to put the Ravens ahead of a lot of other people that they didn't beat, though. I think you kind of have to put them next.
Yeah. Steel City.
So Steel City is 6. Mm-hmm. All right. Then who's going to be 7? The Braves.
Hell no.
Yes, you do. Yes.
No. We're not number 7.
Who are
you
going to put ahead of you?
I would put GCRs ahead of us.
Maybe GCRs, but you can't put the Ravagers ahead of you.
No.
So
you said the Ravagers.
It would have to be GCRs and then you.
We're just this backs the Ravagers.
No, it would have to be GCRs.
Scott and the Ravagers. And the Ravagers just fell to the Braves.
All right, so then it's GCRs, then the Braves, then the Ravagers.
Hold up.
Yeah, no, stop being. You deserve to be up there.
I'm being modest.
You are.
I'm just being honest.
No, you're not.
I'm not honest.
The Panthers don't deserve to be up that high. Not yet. Their defense is the worst defense in the league.
They have the record. They got the win. They keep playing. They play hard. No.
But we can't put GCRs, Panthers, Braves, and then Ravagers. We can't do that because the Panthers don't deserve to be above the Ravagers. They don't. And you deserve to be above the Ravagers.
Okay. So who you got next? Who you got in the top 10?
All right. So we got Rock Bottom, Prospects, Camden, Ball Hawks, Phillips Stakes, Steel City, GCRs, Braves, Ravagers. All right.
Who's
next? We're going to go after that.
Let me see. Let me see some of these teams.
Where's our
Camden.
Oh, that's power ranking. All right.
Hold on. Watch. Get off the mic.
Yes. Okay. Then we had Panthers, Ravens, Sloth, Savages, High Braves, Washington Township, Balboa. So, Panthers next?
Yeah, Panthers next.
It's the Panthers number
10. Panthers. All right. Let's go for the last six. All right, who's next after the Panthers? Sloth?
Yeah.
Or Ravens, hold up. Sloth or Ravens, hold on.
Well,
you got to put some respect on that Raven
name.
Yeah,
maybe the Ravens, then the Sloth.
Ravens, then the Sloth?
Yeah.
Ravens, then the Sloth? Ravens, then the Sloth?
Ravens, then the Sloth?
Ravens, then the Sloth? Ravens, then the Sloth?
Who's that? It's the Ravens.
It's the Ravens.
Then
Ravens in the Sloth. Ravens in the Sloth.
Then the Savages or the Hybrids?
Hybrids.
Hybrids.
Yeah.
Then
Hybrids Savage. Hybrids beat the Savages.
Okay. Then Savages. And now we're doing Township or Balboa.
Flip a coin.
Actually, I think
I would say
Balboa.
I would say Township because I think Township is playing a little tougher.
They've actually been putting up more points than Balboa lately.
Yeah.
So
let's put Township and then Balboa's.
All right, so the official All-Star Touch Football League Week 6 power rankings, Rock Bottom is number 1. Prospects are number 2. Camden is number 3. Ball Hawks are number 4. Phillips Stakes is number 5. Steel City is number 6. GCRs is number 7. The Braves are number 8. The Ravagers number 9. Panthers number 10. The Ravens number 11. The Sloths number 12. Hybrids 13. Savages 14. Washington Township 15. Balboa is 16th. You heard it here first. That's the official All-Star Touch Football League power rankings for week 6.
Yes, sir. Let's applaud that. Okay, let's go over that. Let's just repeat the offensive rankings and real quick.
Offensive rankings?
Yeah. Just
all right, so week 6 offensive rankings. Prospects number 1 with 213. Rock Bottom number 2 with 210. Steel City number 3 with 178. Camden number 4 with 171. Ball Hawks number 5 with 162. Phillips Stakes number 6 with 156. Ravagers number 7, 131. Sloth 8, 112. Panthers 9, 99. GCRs 10, 90. Braves 11, 79. Ravens 12 with 71, Savages 13 50, Hybrids 14 with 38, Washington Township 15 with 32, and Balboa's in last place with 26.
Okay. And hit them defense roll one more time. Oh, wait, before we do the defense, I want to do a quick commercial break and say that once you guys subscribe to the channel, that's YUN9
Space
SLIM
on YouTube,
and then
throw some money in the Cash App. Barbershop Talk Radio. Once again, thanks, Cheeks, for being our first donation. Buy a t-shirt, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. If you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on and you can call in. The number is 516-387-1879. And don't forget to throw some money into that Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Get the Cash App. Now, one more. I want to say this. Now, guys, if you guys, if I record one of your games or if you guys watch a game that I recorded on my YouTube channel,
share
it with
your
page. Oh, my God. You just ripped off the freaking mic. Damn, I forgot what I was about to say.
Yeah, share your game
yeah,
on your page.
Share it on your page, on your Facebook page or
tell
whatever.
Tell your teammates to subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe, because I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, man. And I'm way
down.
You got
a long way to go.
I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers, so share with your teammates.
We don't leave anybody out for the games. We get the games that we can when we can get them. It's
no.
not like we're not like purposely picking certain games over others. We just... depends on what time the Braves play, and then we just try to get what we can get after that.
Because I want everybody to be on that ESPN.
Yeah, ASTFL films.
Yeah, ASTFL films. But subscribe and then you know, share it with your teammates and ask them to subscribe to the channel as well. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, hopefully, and then we'll go from there. But all right, let's get back into it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for all your support and listening and just. You know,
we appreciate it. You know, the fact that you guys listen and like the videos we do, like, makes us want to do it. If you guys didn't like the videos, we would just record the Braves and say fuck everybody else. But we do it because everybody likes it and they want to see their film.
Yeah.
And they want to know where they're ranked at. And
yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I appreciate it. And you know, I enjoy
makes the
doing
league
it for
interesting.
Everybody. So all right.
Makes the league interesting too.
What the hell did you do?
I hit the mute. That's all good. All right, so let's get into our fantasy.
Oh, no. Let's do the defense. Fantasy. Real quick, just to
week
recap.
Week 6 defense again. Number 1, rock bottom, 27. They've only given up 27 points.
Wow.
Number 2, ball hawk.
27 points is fucking amazing.
6 games, yeah.
And they gave up 20 to Steel City in the week 1.
Remember,
they gave
up
20 points to Steel City
they
in week 1.
They haven't given up any points
They've
in the last
up
4 games.
7 points in 5 games.
Yeah, they haven't given up any points in the last 4 games. That's about to end, though. All right.
Wow.
So rock bottom is number 1 with 27. Ball Hawks is number 2 at 55. And now, Ball Hawks have only played 5 games. Phillip Stakes is number 3 with 68. And they actually missed this week, too. Camden is number 4 with 83. Seal City is number 5 with 85. Prospects is number 6 with 88. Braves is number 7 with 105. Ravagers, number 8 with 115. GC Irish is number 9 with 123. Hybrids, number 10 with 133. Ravens, number 11 with 140. Sloth, number 12 with 143. Balboa is number 13 with 145. Savages, number 14 with 146. Washington Township, number 15 with 170. And Ralph, this, I don't know, what is, you got to do with your defense.
You got to do a better job.
You got to do a better job with your defense. They're in last place with 172. If they could get their defense figured out, like, they would be an awesome team.
Are they an A team or a B team?
I think they're borderline A. They could be A.
I think they're a little better than the B team.
I think they're better than the B team.
They're better than the A.
And if they got their offense is finally clicking, Ralph is out of the corner. You know, he warmed up. It took him 2 or 3 games to warm up. But once he got on a roll, you know, he got out the corner and he's been putting up them points ever since then. It's just their defense. If they could get their defense fixed, I think they would be a really good A team. It's just their defense needs to be, they just need to whatever, do something with their defense. But if they got their defense straightened out, I think they would be up there with the Ball Hawks and GC Irish and the Ravagers and the Braves. And it's just, I don't know. Something's off with their defense. Their defense just isn't clicking. They're giving up too many points every week.
Okay. That was a simple question. But all right.
All right. So let's get into fantasy.
All right.
So you won last. So do you want to go first or you want to go second?
Let's explain the rules real quick.
Okay, so we pick 3 quarterbacks, 2 defenses. So we add the points from each quarterback, whatever they get, whatever their point put up. We don't separate offensive or defensive touchdowns. And then we subtract whatever points they gave up to the team they were playing for defense. And that's how we get our fantasy. So it's 3 quarterbacks minus 2 defenses.
So I'll pick 3 quarterbacks from any team in the league and 2 defenses.
Yes.
And we add the quarterbacks and subtract the defenses.
Yeah.
All right. So.
You want to go?
Do you want to go first?
It don't matter. You won, so.
Okay, let me all right, let me see the games.
You want to go first or second?
Let me determine if I want to do that.
Mm-mm.
I got to look at the games.
You don't get to do that. You get to pick first or second. Flip a coin.
No, you flip a coin. You flip a coin.
That's how
you want to go first and go first. I don't care.
That's how you beat me last time.
Bullshit.
You plotted out all your games ahead of time.
Get the hell out of here.
You stole all my quarterbacks ahead of time.
No, I didn't.
I'm only kidding. Good. There's some tough games this week. Some of these games I'm not even touching.
Wuss. Damn. All right. I'm not touching that either. You go first.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'm looking at it like, you know what? I'm gonna take K-Sizzle against the Balboas.
Ah, good answer. The number one pick.
K-Sizzle. Against the Balboas.
All right. I'll go. Give me. Damn.
Where's the clock at?
Give me Tyree.
All right, so you got Tyree. Oh. And you get another pick.
Oh, do I now?
You get back to back, yeah.
All right.
Tyree. Might as well take Tom Graff, too.
Why would I take Tom Graff? What are you buying?
Mark Bottom.
Nope. Not doing that. Give me Boas.
Okay.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right. I'm going to go with... I want to go with that. I don't know if I want to go with that.
Stop being a wuss. Throw some balls.
The bird curse. The bird curse.
Well, you want to Steel City, but you're afraid to?
Normally, I would have no hesitation on picking Steel City,
Let's
but they got
Matt
the bird curse. I'll take Matt from Steel City against DCRs, because DCRs is they've been struggling lately. All right, then I will go with... I don't pick the prospects because I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game for them this week.
Who knows? Only one way to find out.
Tough week. I really don't know who to pick.
You could take Egan.
No, I don't want Egan.
Why not?
No, I don't want Egan.
Why not?
Not this week. No. I'm going to go with...
I got my next answer.
I'm going to go with Full State. Grasso. Grasso and them.
Over who?
Prospects.
Okay. Damn! Okay. All right. Strategic. All right. I'm going with, hold on, can I see the page? Can I see my picks?
You sure can. I'll allow you
to. I got
two
picks, right?
Yeah. And you need two quarterbacks and one defense. It's a tough week. There's no, shutouts this week, except for maybe K-Sizzle on them against the Balboas.
Yeah, there's nothing glaring.
No.
Give me Sean.
I was thinking about him.
I believe in my guy.
I was definitely thinking about Sean. All right.
I get another pick.
You
do.
You got one quarterback and one defense.
And give me JT.
All right.
Gets gold stakes. That's my guy.
All right. So then I got two defenses.
I got all running quarterbacks.
I'm going to go with, really? No.
Go with Ralph.
Ralph's defense? No.
No. Ralph.
No.
Ralph,
I have my quarterbacks.
Oh,
I would never
pick
the
okay.
Panthers defense.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's Charlie. That's almost Charlie Murphy worthy. Sorry, Ralph. Defense is not worthy of fantasy picks.
Everybody hates.
I'll go with Rock Bottom's defense.
Rock Bottom's defense against who?
Ballhawks. Uh-huh. And then. I'll do it.
How you gonna do that if you pick the fucking Ballhawks?
I'm gonna pick
to
the
win. How you gonna do that?
Yeah, that's kind of contradictory.
Yeah, that definitely is.
But that's alright.
You're skipping.
I'll roll with it.
You're a shock jock. You're a shock jock. You just say stuff for shock value.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
I knew it.
But sometimes I just say what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna pick the Braves defense. Because the Braves defense was on point this week, and if the same defense shows up, they could possibly beat Camden.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, you got one defense left.
I'm going to take
– everything's
no,
open
man.
But Ravagers, Rock Bottom, and the Braves. No Ravagers, Rock Bottom, or the Braves.
What do you mean?
They're the only – they're defenses that are already taken. Everything else is open.
Give me – give me the Sloth versus Washington Township.
All right, give me the Sloth defense.
Yeah, give me the Sloth,
the Sloth. All right, so you got Tyree, Sean from the Braves, JT from the Prospects, the Ravagers defense, and the Sloth defense. I have Case Sizzle from the Ravagers, or Scott if he plays, Matt from Steel City, Grasso from Phillips Stakes. Yeah, it kind of does contradict. Tyree.
Yeah, it really does.
Rock Bottom, Tyree and them defense, and then the Braves defense.
Yeah.
I probably should have picked the Ballhawks defense, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. All
yeah. Right. Well, I feel like if, back to what you're saying, like we fucking, us beating Camden, I mean.
Yeah, your defense was on point. Last week. You can't say that they weren't.
I mean, it was okay.
You guys are almost looking like the old Braves from last season. Not the Braves from 5 years ago where you were against the Panthers and Rock
yeah,
Bottom.
That's what we look like.
You guys are a sloppy mess against the Panthers and Rock Bottom.
If we got Reese,
Knopp,
Reese, Knopp, Sean, Etree,
Kool-Aid,
Mike, Coop, Ron, Tim,
Lenny,
and Kool-Aid. Hold up. This is my Kool-Aid thing.
The Kool-Aid man.
Where's it going?
Kool-Aid, a 5 cent package makes 2 quarts of Kool-Aid, 9 great flavors to drink. You love Kool-Aid.
Well, the very best. Let's go.
Kool-Aid.
Let's go!
And he wasn't even there this week.
No, he wasn't. We won, but I mean,
you're gonna need him against Camden.
Yeah, we definitely will. If we have,
drink you ever made
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
Sure, as the envelope says.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. A 5 cent package makes two.
If you have
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, 9 great flavors.
If you have Kool-Aid, Knopp, Marie. Yeah,
you got a chance.
Yes,
you
definitely stand a chance against them.
And
if you have Kool-Aid, Knopp, and Etree, and you beat them, Camden's reign is over. Oh, I was playing.
Got,
it doesn't matter.
Guys,
it doesn't matter if you beat them because it's regular season and you're A and they're elite.
We got,
so that, but it does matter. It does matter.
Knopp, Kool-Aid, Maurice, Tim, Mike, Lenny, Etree.
Everybody who was just there.
Sean, Josh.
Pat. Like, everybody who was just there. It was a good...
Pat, good, Ron, Coop.
Yeah.
You
need everybody. You're going to need everybody.
Everybody.
For that game.
If we have everybody, we can win. Yeah. But I want to see...
Josh has got a broken
like,
foot, so I don't
know.
I
want to see what everybody... What team that was designed... I want to know what we look like with that team.
Yeah, because you've never had everybody all together at once. There's always been somebody missing.
Exactly.
When Kool-Aid and Reese are there, Canop and Eitri are missing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just always, when Kool-Aid's there, Reese is missing and Canop are missing. It's always something, somebody's missing. So
always.
We can get all the pieces out there next week.
We have a shot.
Definitely.
I'm not saying
we're
going to win.
Definitely stand a chance.
But we definitely have a shot. And Sean has to play
so
the
you're
game.
Saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
The envelope says.
Because you know what? With all your Kool-Aid, Reese, and Canop,
we'll be
all they're
right.
going to have to come up with something special to stop all three of those receivers out there.
I don't know. They can just be who they are because that's who they are because they are the two-time elite champions.
Well,
but we would have to come up with something special to beat them.
Two-time elite champs that
back-to-back champs.
Lost to the prospects.
It's better than losing to the Ravens.
That's true. That is true.
Let's go, Kool-Aid.
We need the Kool-Aid from last season up there diving 7 foot tall, man.
Molson people. Let's get that Kool-Aid.
Not the Kool-Aid from the rock bottom game. Kool-Aid from Rock. Just Kool-Aid by himself is not enough. Just Maurice by himself is not enough.
Nope.
Everything has to raise for
just
the Kool-Aid.
Not enough. It's not just Canop there by himself. Not enough.
No.
We need us all together.
All the pieces. That's why it's a team.
By our powers combined, we are the Braves. It's morphin' time.
Yeah. With everybody there, you guys click as a team, and you can be unstoppable when everybody shows up.
I hope so. But I want to see what we all look like with
Kool-Aid.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Black and white.
Black and white commercial.
Okay.
But this song is definitely
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call him Kool-Aid. I'm going to have to ask
him. I don't know.
He must always walk around with Kool-Aid or something.
I don't know. Or Kool-Aid stains on his lips. But other than that, I mean, let's see. I think that should about do it, right? Being an announcer.
There's not really, like, gossip shit-talking this week. We have to report the news.
Yeah.
Consider, but there isn't really, like, any news except for Scott's a quitter.
Okay. What if he's really...
Everybody hates Chris and Scott's a quitter. That's the news.
Everybody hates Chris and Scott's a quitter.
Yeah. No, he's not hurt. If he was really hurt, he would have went to the doctor. You had to go get looked at.
Yeah, man.
So if the pain was that bad, like, you're going to go get looked at. Not let the ref diagnose you. because it was heard around the field that the Ravens had two personal fouls and nobody was ejected, and a lot of people were upset about that fact.
Yeah.
So you just got to know for all y'all listening
Let's
out
just
there.
Keep it real. Just keep it fair.
Rules are rules,
the
and
rules
they have to apply to everybody.
Is it three personal fouls or is it two?
In the
or
rules,
it
says three, but
if they feel like it.
Kogel and
shit.
Bill said that was a typo. That
yeah,
it's supposed
so
to be
I,
two.
I guess it's two. So, you know, we won't say no names.
But somebody pointed out, if we were to sue them over that, you would win.
No, that's
because,
like
no,
we,
I know, I'm saying hypothetically. Hypothetically, yes.
Hypothetically,
in
a
court,
court
of
law.
It's
if,
written down that it's
if
three.
If we say da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and we said da-da-da-da, and we're like, hey, well, you said this, so you guys, you know.
Yeah, that's what he said, hypothetically.
Our case would have been proven in one.
We would have won.
Whatever, it's over, let's let it go. Just, this
make
is what
sure
I'm
the
saying.
Rules apply to everybody.
The rules should apply to everybody. If it's two
people.
Personal fouls and you're an ejection and a two-game suspension, that applies for everybody.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. That's
not
all
just
I'm saying.
Certain people make the rules
not just,
fair.
Not just the Braves.
There's a lot of upset people out there when they heard that there was other teams that were getting personal fouls and they didn't get suspended. So Let's just make it fair, that's all.
That's
it. Keep it fair.
That's it.
Because otherwise it looks like you're picking on people.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. So I guess that about wraps it up for this week. Make sure you throw some money into the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Buy
a t-shirt, BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. If you don't see anything on the website that you like, let us know. We can make whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. We're not on Instagram anymore. We got kicked off or something. One of our shows, we got banned.
That's because you're racist.
I don't even remember what show it was. We got banned from Instagram. So we're only on Facebook and Twitter right now. Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. If you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on. You can call in 516-387-1879. And again, don't forget to subscribe to the channel on YouTube, YUN9SLIM. Share this post, share this video on your Facebook pages, tell all your teammates, everybody subscribe to the channel.
Thumbs up the videos.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the channel, the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Trying to get 1,000 subscribers. Hopefully, that's
we're trying to
goal.
Push. We're pushing the YouTube more than anything else. So, everyone, subscribe to the YouTube channel. For all you Blog Talk Radio listeners, make sure you subscribe to the channel on YouTube. YUN9SLIM.
Thank you guys, and don't forget that Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App. Thank you guys, man. God bless and have a nice day.
We appreciate all of y'all.
Don't forget to vote. I don't know if we're going to see him.
We will. We'll see him this weekend. Voting is next week.
All right, but still, let's not forget to vote. I don't care who you pick.
Oh, and everybody who don't know, on the back of your paper ballot, it asks you if you want to legalize marijuana for recreation. Everybody's missing that. You turn
on the back of your mail-in ballot.
Your mail-in ballot, it tells you on the back of it, do you want to legalize marijuana for recreation? Everyone's missing it. It's yes or no. Check the box if you want it legalized.
I want to talk to Samson.
Right now it's legal for
medicinal uses.
Yeah,
medicinal uses.
But if you want it legalized for recreation, make sure you check that box on your mail-in ballot when you turn it in. And we'll see y'all Sunday.
See you guys. Thank you.
Peace.
Have a nice day. Drop it.